evening, everyone. Good evening. You have tuned in to Radiance by Design, which you are and I am. We don't even know it half the time because we're radiating from such a subconscious place. At least a lot of us are. I often think we're a bit like icebergs. We're just 10% is showing, and the rest is kind of melting and hardening and melting and hardening and melting way down deep below. All right, we just got pulled off because I did something wrong. I put my cell phone down right by the phone, and that made it awful. Anyway, what I was talking about is Radiance by Design is a show about you, and it's a show about me. And sometimes, now that isn't my phone, so I don't know what that is. Sometimes the hardest thing in the world is getting hold of who you really are instead of running your old programs. And that's another thing that we're trying to do on this show is get, and Jackie Salvitti tries to do that on her show also with her team, trying to get us to find very interesting and dynamic ways to move through the influence of our subconscious. And the subconscious was, from my perspective, I want to get cheeky and say, you know what, our subconscious was absolutely chock full, even by the time we were born, it seems, of ideas, of reactions and beliefs. And some came from the lineage, some came from our star family lineage, some of it came from gosh knows what all. And we have to find a way to clear it out, otherwise we're not sovereign over who we are. You know what I mean? It's like to be sovereign over who you are is a really powerful, powerful issue that helps you create your reality. And if you don't clear things, then creating your reality becomes a way too hard. Are we still on, Seth? I think we got bopped off. Hello? We got kicked off, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know how many of you experienced that as well. I'm in Los Angeles. You know, I do a little bit of traveling, and I'm here doing some work going to a wedding, and I'm showing off my first TV thing to a few of the producer people I know. I'm having a great time. Anyway, back to our subconscious. This is a call-in show. This is a show all about you, and this is a show I want you to phone in and talk about things that you're repeating, patterns that you're going through that keep coming up, attachments that you have to people. How many of you have had kind of karmic relationships? That's not quite subconscious, but that's a slightly different thing, where you're getting pulled and pushed by someone else. It's kind of the same in a way where when we have subconscious programmings, it's very, very hard to sometimes see them, to catch on to them. And what are you dealing with that you keep seeing yourself playing out? Is it financial stuff? Is it relationship problems? Is it the archetype of the male or the archetype of the female? What are the fear programs that you have inside? We keep hearing to drop all our fears. Don't be afraid. Don't let fear rule your life. But another funny thing is that sometimes it's hard to even know when we're afraid. How many of you have issues where you don't even know you're kind of mad at someone until something slips out and you look at yourself and go, oh my gosh, I must be mad at that person that hadn't really thought about it. What happens is that comes up from a subconscious place, and then your words might have kind of an attacking feeling or a crisp feeling, and you're surprised. You don't realize what's going on with yourself. It's this kind of thing that you and I would really love to deal with. And what is the goal? I sent out my flyer this week, and I said, what is it really all about? What is it we're really trying to do with all the work we're doing? And I think what we're trying to do is, I mean, I believe, actually, although I'm always open to look my beliefs in the eye and kind of giggle about them in time, because my belief right now is that we're trying to get to know our subconscious, be in touch with it, defuse it from programs that run us. Dwal Kuhl calls it the tyranny of the subconscious mind. That is the part of you that wants to manifest, wants to do the secret, and yet stuff comes in the way and you don't actually get your manifestation done. And that's because your subconscious, which we like to say is mostly housed in the belly, and I always say to people, and that's where everything's left over, including hamburgers, right, your intestinal tract and so on. So it's housed somewhere in there. And that's where the things come up that just bust up your dreams and what it is you're trying to do. And they aren't necessarily obvious. It's probably easier to tell what they are when you look at the out pictures of your life, or when you look at sometimes the pain in your, for me, I'll get a real pain in the gut. I'm going to get a real pain in the gut. It fortunately tells me about something that I'm hiding in there that is holding me back, that is blocking my absolute creation of life. I don't know, but we're supposed to be becoming more and more multidimensional, aren't we? And to become, for me, that means that multidimensionally speaking, I'm more able to be conscious on many different dimensional levels. And sometimes I think that the subconscious blocks our ability to do that. And that's what we're trying to wake up to. Being able to be lighter, freer, transform enough to walk through different levels of consciousness. So we're going to have some fun tonight looking at that, seeing what's going on with you, what's blocking you. I want you to call in. I want lots of you to call in tonight. We're going to have some fun with that. We're going to move some energy. We're going to pull up some of the blocks that are in there. Sometimes, with the guides and angels' help, I get to see in my own psychicness, I get to see what the blocks are that are holding us back. So that might be helpful too for you. Let's do our sacred geometric meditation together. And remember, when we're all doing this meditation together, we're actually creating a huge community of consciousness. And that means to me that vibrationally we're aligned. And in our alignment, what happens is we can actually move through the subconscious and create ourselves better. How does that sound? Because if we're all doing it, guess what? We get to shift it, sort it, and change it all together. So are ya ready?
So let's call above your head about 2 miles. Let's call in a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the lower golden ball, right through your spine. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, another four-sided pyramid with its point meeting the lower golden ball. And there it is, ball to ball to ball. Or point to point to point is a better way to put it. And the old one we used to do, we used to put a ball at every point. But in any case, you've got yourself now a four-sided pyramid pointing up and another one pointing down. And that gives you an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. And inside of the octahedron, a crystal ball. And that crystal ball, the outside edges of it touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And take a look at the crystal ball. How does it feel? Does it have a really soft, more feminine feeling to it? Does it have soft, kind of opaque colors moving on through it? Excellent. And now inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron. That's a Star of David that's three-dimensional, and you're inside of it. Remember, that filament of light is running right through your spine. And now inside of that, I want you to spin and spin and spin. And as we spin and spin and spin, good. Take a look at the magical screens in front of you. And the first screen is all about you with yourself. What is it you want to become in all the work you're doing with yourself? What is it you want to become? Do you want to become, I want to become multidimensional and always coming from the heart? Yeah. And to be without judgment. Although you have to choose vegetables and stuff like that. That's a judgment, isn't it? And now move. When you got that going and you really feel that you can be multidimensional or free or whatever it is you're after, then wrap it in light and move to the next screen. And on that screen, here's a project that you want to create. And I want to create television series. I really do. I'm going to do that. And so I see it. See whatever it is you want to create, and it could be home and family. You're on the air. Can you wait just a little bit?
Sure.
Good. And here's home and family, or you want to have a relationship, or you want to create some business. It doesn't matter. And I want to do my television series and a whole bunch of other things. See all the resources coming. See yourself smiling because you've been successful in this creation and how wonderful it is. And when it's creating and it's functioning, see more of the resources pouring through to keep it ongoing and feel the contentment you have. And now wrap that in light and start a new screen. And this screen will be the Galactic Healing Center. And have our Galactic Healing team stand around a fresh table. And you're the first person to lie on the table. So on you go. And you pop onto the table and lie down. And if you've got an issue, you ask them for some help. And if you don't necessarily have an issue or you just want to have their help for whatever they see, that's good enough to ask too. So I'm lying there on the table and asking for their help and their support. And what is it they do? Okay, so they're giving me a little lecture on overdoing myself, that I'm getting too tired. Okay, and they're soothing, and they're moving energies of tension in and around my body. I can really feel it. Good, and what do you feel? And they might be giving you a little message as well. Now you can wrap that scenario in light and move it to the side, and then this is a magical experience so that the team can replicate themselves around a fresh table. And now bring in somebody that you want to work on. Okay, I'm bringing in a woman who's got her body is really bent and broken. It's almost like she's very crippled, and she's got her right leg is in terrible pain. Oh, I see. I think she's got arthritis or something, because parts of her body just won't move very well anymore. And she's really sad about it. And I have her lying on the table. And what they're doing is pulling out. They seem to be pulling things out of her body, like big streams of energy. That's right. And they're pulling it out of her legs, out of the soles of the feet, but they're also pulling from her head. Stretch her right out. And she's able to straighten her leg, at least in this etheric presentation. So I'm asking them for more help. And then when we think she's got something going so that she can go farther with it, we move, wrap that in light, and then move it to the right, and then we do another person, have another team, another table. That's right. And who comes in? Just bring in somebody who comes in. So we have a mystery guest here. And have the team wrap around this person and help him with a congested heart. And what is it they would do with congestive heart? And they seem to be, again, there's always this little being who has kind of a vacuum-like apparatus, and he's sucking all kinds of old frequencies out of this person's heart. And we can see the soul journey of this person who's had many lifetimes where he's been challenged, and it's been difficult. Challenged in the sense of being someone who has deep truth and wants to present that truth, but he's been stopped and stymied. So they're showing that it's almost as if his heart's been packed down, we would say subconsciously driven, to be what we would call congested. And they're just sucking this out, but it looks like they're, fun thing for me is it looks like there's one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, sort of like Groundhog Day, for those of you who saw that movie, of this person. And they're sucking out the vibrations that were left from those many lifetimes that are piling up and creating that reaction in this lifetime. And then as we, I'm asking if they have any message for him. Yeah. You know, they want him to listen to himself more carefully. He is a man who, like many men, avoids how his body actually feels. And they're saying that he can clear and heal this, but he would be wise to learn to listen to himself. They're doing a funny vibrational movement all over his body, and then we're wrapping that in light and sending it off to the side. And now let's have a political scenario. I'll let you make up your own. And what we'll do is just call in a high-frequency energy. Yes. I just took the reconnection, the advanced level, and it's just wonderful. And a lot of us deal with high-frequency energies these days, and their way of using them is to call them in and help them transform people so that they can accept more multidimensional or universal energies. So actually, I would like to say politically, I'd like to see the world, and I'd like to see it accept those higher frequencies coming in. But we'll do it differently. We're not copying the reconnection right now. Let's call in this beautiful pink salmon light and have it come on in through the top of your head and then come down your body to the heart and out your hands. And let's just channel that beautiful light to any of the hot spots and the political difficult places that are going on that you know about all over the world, your pet peeves and pet projects. And let's just shower those hot spots with this amazing love. Remember, humans, and a lot of us are really banking on this part, humans have infinite potential. We just haven't known how to unlock it before, and all of these are tools that are helping us unlock our potential and support ourselves and others, right? So this light's coming through and touching many of the places around the planet, until it bathes our planet in this beautiful salmony pink radiant light. and have it move off the planet so it creates a very large atmospheric influence of love and our ability to harmonize one with the other. And when you've got the whole world swathed, bring it back down, back into your heart and up through the top of your head and back out into the universe. And now let's step out of the Galactic Healing Center, close it off, jump into your star tetrahedron, and spin and spin and spin and spin, and then come on back into the room with me. And I'm so pleased to report that we already have a caller. I'm thrilled. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You're still on, are you?
That was great.
You're patiently waiting?
Yes, no problem.
Good. What's your name? What's your first name?
I'm sorry, this is Lisa.
Hi.
I talked to you, I think, about 3 weeks ago.
Good. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. And I know that your topic was, I think, about talking about where it is you're blocked.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. You can talk about whatever you want. Well, it matters
well,
to me, but I mean.
Well, this is about, I think it'll all make sense, but I spoke to you 3 weeks ago and you said something about my heart energy being blocked or going through a huge change. And I swear, it's the weirdest thing. I feel these huge sensations in my chest and even my breast. It's starting to hurt. And I don't know what it is. But I'm very, very wanting to figure out, like, what is it that is the blockage there? Or what is actually transpiring in there?
Let's swing around and ask you some. We're going to change. My guides often do this. We go in a slightly different part of the body, and we see the connection, okay? And what they're saying is drop your attention down to. And how old are you, Lisa?
Oh, 38.
Good. Okay. When you were a child, and actually in several other lifetimes, but when you were a child, I think you were a very sweet child, actually, weren't you? You didn't look like a little problem.
No, I think I was good.
You look like a very sweet child. I think I wasn't necessarily like that. But in any case, what I'm seeing is that you learned when you were about 4 or 5, I don't know what was going on, but you learned something about controlling yourself so that you wouldn't get hurt or be really vulnerable. Do you know that? And yet all around it, you were very sweet and kind, but you were like holding inside. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So what we're saying is when we're talking about the heart chakra opening, we're seeing deep down in your belly, which we spoke about earlier, is housing the subconscious. You didn't have much abuse, did you?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
I mean, I witnessed it. Okay. I witnessed it.
Okay. So that's where it came from. You learned very carefully to put a little wall, a little shield up through your heart chakra. And there's something in your belly area right now. And I use the term belly because a lot of people interchange stomach with the intestinal area, and I want to be clear about where we are, okay? So I'm using belly on purpose. And in your belly area, there's a lot of movement going on as if, well, what it looks like to me is in your subconscious world, you are learning a lot about how I'll just put it in the ways we already spoke about, how you held back and how you've been afraid to present your real self because, and as soon as I say that, my legs hurt, and I'm an empath, so I'm going, that's yours. Because there isn't support, or wasn't at that time support for who you really were. You had to learn to keep things a certain way to keep, I suppose, danger off or keep people calm. Is that right?
I know what you're talking about. I don't think I consciously did that, but yes, it's pretty much, it had a survival mechanism.
You betcha. So Lisa, the brilliant thing is, okay, this is what about you is very brilliant right now, darling, is that you're letting go of some of that. that there's an urge in you to become your real self and to stand up to bat with your real potential, your power, and your lovingness. You have an innocence and a really beautiful lovingness in there. And that's what's ripping in your heart chakra. But I say it's moving from the lower belly first, you see. Does that make sense?
It totally does, but it's interesting because it feels like it's starting in my heart and moving to my stomach, but I'm very keenly aware of feeling stuff in my stomach as well.
Sure. Well, you know what?
I'm not pregnant.
Are you married?
No, not married either.
Well, the reason I asked that question, because I'm nosy, is because sometimes when a person goes through this kind of thing, it's confusing to one's partner, you see, because your technique for loving, your style of loving, the vulnerability you allow yourself to be in is going to be enhanced radically. But it might be a bit topsy-turvy for you for a while, meaning you vulnerability is a really important factor in you. And that's the thing you weren't really allowed to keep within yourself because it was too dangerous. And so it doesn't matter which came first, the belly or the heart. What matters is that they're tied together in the way they held the energy down. But guides are showing me that deep in your intestinal tract, the lower part of your belly, but even below the navel, below the dantian, there is some very deep action going on, and that's allowing you, and it might even be a little bit uncomfortable periodically, it's allowing you to unhook a deep subconscious program, and we would recommend that you call up and feel and experience your fear or fear of vulnerability. Like call up, say, I want to feel all my fear of vulnerability. I want to feel it. I want to feel it. And then you can tell your guides and angels, I want to command total release of it. Because I think what will happen is you'll probably burp. You'll probably feel, because these are like densities that store themselves in where vibrational vehicles of light. They're densities in there. And when you call it up and feel it, things will start to move. And your heart chakra, darling, might feel worse again. But it's like it's tearing open when it's had a certain kind of a plate on it.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Well, you're okay. I'm sure. I'm not I can say I'm sure that it's a real benefit to you. Because what's coming up in the next while, by the time you're about 40, is your heart chakra is ragingly open, beautifully open. And
the soreness on my breastbone, or my breast going to go down? I don't know if you're picking up on that, but that's the only thing that concerns me in this process.
Is that your breast is?
It's got soreness in it that it doesn't normally have.
Okay, and it's not a menstrual condition?
No.
Okay, is it the left one?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think
What? I was just going to say, well, maybe that's just a place where I need to release to.
I think so. It's like nurturing. Was it your mother that was so tough?
Yep.
Okay. Because it's like nurturing, and it's the feminine side. And it's nurture. Because when I look at your breastbone, and then I look at the energy of the breast looks scared. She's finally revealing that she's scared. And she's scared of being a woman. I don't blame her. If you bring up... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, now that you're making me conscious of this, I'm thinking of what I can do to relax that part of my body so that that energy can relax itself.
I think that's brilliant, my guides taught me years ago, and I think it works really well, call it up and feel it. Say, I want to feel that fear. You're not going to be that kind of tough feminine presentation or that scary feminine presentation But the body is releasing a fear of that. And so if you'll call it up and say, I want to feel it, and congratulations, you're letting it out, we're becoming vulnerable.
See, I guess my fear is when you call up stuff, you usually call up events that occur,
mm-hmm.
and that will make you have to deal with it.
That will make you have to what?
Have to deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, teach me patience, and then all of a sudden, you know, a school bus stops in front of you, and you can't go anywhere.
You know, I don't think it'll be that way for you, because what I'm seeing is that it's trying to move through your body right now. That's why the pain.
Okay.
And what you want to do is say, I want you up here.
Okay.
I want you to come on up. I can hear you. I can see you. I can know you. And then ask your guides and angels for help and command total release of that fear. Because who you really are, Lisa, and a lot of you at home are like this, there's a beautiful kind of a spiraling drive to bring new levels of your soul's journey and your presentation in the world up into the world. And it's so when you have these fears and you release them consciously, sometimes it takes like a week or two and you want to drink water and you want to have showers and so on. But which you have anyway, but you know what I mean, a little extra. And then what happens is there's a drive in your soul to actually present a stronger version of you, and you really are. You're very intuitive, extremely loving, very perceptive, very artistic, I think. Although, are you in business?
No, I'm actually involved in advertising, but the creative aspect of it.
Oh, good, because you're very artistic. And that's going to pick up speed, honey.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I hope that helps a little bit. And
that did so much. I'm going to practice that after your show. I appreciate your help so much.
Now, I hope to get a report back from you, darling.
Definitely.
You take care. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Veronica.
Bye-bye. Now, that's an interesting practice. She said she's going to practice it after. But really, it's amazing how that little process works in all kinds of weird situations. But we have another caller, and I'm glad about that. Now, you're on the air. How are you?
Hi, it's Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. How are you doing? We haven't talked for a while.
I know. I haven't had a chance to call in. So
well, all right. Well, tell me what's up with you. Have you cleaned your subconscious up entirely?
Oh, it'll never happen, I think. But I had an interesting experience the last couple months. I don't know if I've talked to you since then, but I've been experiencing a lot of nausea.
Oh, really?
And, and I knew it had nothing to do with anything personal, really, because I go online and I find out, I think it's a Luna site she talks about. She's channeling, I don't know, Arcturians, I think, or something like that. And they're talking about the people that are blogging on her site, the forum. They're all experiencing nausea for the last 2 months. And I'm like, okay, so they're working on the third chakra. So it seemed to me, and then everything was pointing out third chakra to me and all that stuff. And one day I get this sort of hit that it had something to do with the sixth chakra, too. So there is a connection between the two. And one day I was doing a healing on somebody who was having trouble with her third chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognized that she needed to, her third chakra was an overdrive. You know, she had been taught that she had to control her environment and that control would protect her.
Mm.
And so when I told her that she needed to let her sixth chakra take over from her third chakra. And I asked her if she was ready to do that. And she said yes. So, it did help her that day. And I'm wondering if that's something that's going on. Have you been feeling anything like that sort of universally happening? Also, I heard, from another source about, some of the things that they've been doing is working on the pituitary and the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the functions of those, Mm-hmm. They have to do with hormones. They have to do with, there's a lot of sleeplessness right now. They have to do with your sleep patterns.
And they have to do with evolving your sensing, knowing, and your multidimensionality too, don't they?
Right. And they have to do with clairvoyance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting thing. That's why they're doing it. That's why they're working.
Well, let me jump around just for a moment. I agree with you. But I would say it this way, and of course I don't know everything, you see, and I don't really pretend to. But in any case, we talk a lot about being trapped by the subconscious, and as you said, we'll never get through it all, and we know that. I know that too. But there is another drive going on, which is helping us launch a greater facility with the higher chakras and our multidimensionality, right? So when you're talking about the six, I don't think it can function really well without the solar plexus. But I do think that that many people are experiencing, for example, dizziness and nausea and so on, that is talking about shifting where our, let's put it simply, our center of gravity is, our relationship to life is. We keep talking about the Mayan calendar and how the speed up is going to be like 20 times between now and 2012, and it's already been speeding up like mad, and it's keeping us slightly, everybody's moving too fast, but it's funny, you can kind of get balanced in the middle of us, and we're all slightly not quite the same species we were a while ago. We're not sort of stuck on the earth like we used to be, are we? I don't know if I'm just rambling to you, but to me it's all like this amazing symphony that's going on that's pulling us into a much more multidimensional way of being.
Yeah, I throughout all, believe me, feeling nauseous is not the most pleasant thing, but, for 2 months.
That's pretty awful, actually.
Yeah, well, through the whole thing, I was like, you know, this is really cool because, this means that there are changes, they're discernible changes. And I knew it wasn't permanent. And I knew it wasn't anything biological. So I'm like, oh, I guess, live with this for a little bit.
How you knew that?
That's an interesting thought.
Help our listeners in case some of them
have perplexed. I don't really know. I think I know this because of, and I wasn't getting a lot of sleep either. And I knew and it's funny because when I didn't get to sleep, I wasn't sleepy. I told Spirit, I said, look, I have to have my downtime. I cannot have my brain on 24/7. I might have evolved to the point where I can, but I really, really love my time with you guys. And I need to sleep. So they let me sleep now. My sleep has completely changed.
So you actually bargained, not bargained, but worked it out with your guidance to sleep, eh?
I did. And when I sleep now, it's funny because I'll go to bed and I'm like, oh no, it's happening again. I'm not sleepy. I will not sleep this night. I'll have to get up and da da da. And then before I know it, I wake up and it's a few hours later.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so it's improving.
Oh, yeah, but it's different from any time that I can't remember ever sleeping like that before. I usually have to be sleepy to sleep. Now I can just go, okay, I'm fine to sleep, and I go bonk out and come up.
Well, that sounds wonderful. But, I would still explain it that things are shifting, the frequencies are moving up, and I think we're becoming a different species.
Oh, I'm totally, totally with you on that, and I'm excited about it.
I'm excited,
I'm very
too.
Excited.
Who was it was telling me that they saw some people on TV, young men, who apparently had been trained as little kids to do remote viewing, even forward and back, and they were saying by the time they got to 2040, I think it was, this was the most peaceful country. It was beautiful and peaceful. And I don't know if that's true, but you know what? I took it as absolute truth.
It's true if you want it to be. And the way I understand, are you there?
Mm-hmm. I sure am.
Yeah. The way I understand clairvoyance or remote viewing in terms of future and past is that it's kind of like, have you ever been in one of those rooms where you have mirrors on opposite ends of the wall?
Mm-hmm.
And you have multiple selves, you know, and that, and so the strongest self, the strongest potential are the ones that are closest to you. Therefore, you know, there are particular potentials that haven't evolved. That was just, or haven't occurred. I heard that this comet was supposed to hit us about 1994 and was actually dissolved by, extraterrestrials, and, you know, it sounds crazy, but, you know. They actually got rid of it. So they
I don't think it sounds crazy, because we've seen those pictures of the ET support people intercepting missiles and so on.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
so
it's
I
part
think
of the deal,
that,
I guess.
Yeah, I think that this stuff happens because of our evolution. In other words, that if we had, you know, not evolved enough, we would have probably, you know, had the whole thing blow up as, you know, Nostradamus, you know, or other foreseers.
Well, I believe that if we believe in creating our reality, and I think that we're coming to a time where more and more of us are able to do that, then predictions should not hold anyway. How could they hold if I'm creating? You know.
Well, when we're conscious of being creators,
right?
Then the whole thing shifts. We're consciously creating. I have a question for you regarding the third chakra.
I like
and
questions.
That experience. Sorry?
I said I like questions.
Oh, okay. The third chakra and what was going on with that. I had a feeling at one point, and one of the things that kind of got me out of the nausea was when I said to myself, you know, it's time for me to have sovereign control over that area and of my energy. And I felt that this was kind of like, you know, the tentacles of the, say we say, the black shirts or whatever entities that were feeding off of our energy, that's where they would lock into. That would be the place. That would be one of the places. That
well,
we
also,
have
you're highly intuitive, and a lot of intuitives lock into things there.
Right. But if you're going to control the human race, what chakra would be the one to control them with? Well, it would be the third chakra, because it's sort of like that's where the fear is, the control and all of that. So that's what I was kind of thinking. I was thinking, well, you know, let's take sovereign control over those chakras. This is that we have sovereignty over each one of our chakras. And if I feel something going on in the third chakra, it's either, you know, what I got the feeling was is that it's sort of like, I didn't want to call it a battle, but it's kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to take it back. I'm taking it back, and now it's going to be in alignment with all the other ones, rather than having to work overtime to protect me or to be in more fear or whatever. I'm not sure what it means. Can you see anything right now about third chakra with me?
Well, what I see is that as a species, okay, there are a number of things. One is we need to take over our own, A. B, we're so interactive vibrationally with the whole species, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you talked about the beings on the other side who love our energy, right? So
right.
I'm saying that it's not a simple thing. It's your own personal sovereignty. That's a big deal. The more I understand about how the collective functions sharing energy, the more I realize how difficult it is to actually totally authenticate, right? Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. To really become yourself and have power and sovereignty over your own chakras is really a great goal, and is pretty difficult because we interact on the vibrational level with all kinds of people.
Well, yes, and we have agreements that part
exactly,
of the
but
reason.
Also the whole collective shares some of the information in each chakra as well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so
yeah.
I'm saying to you, you're right. I don't know who's right, but I mean, what you're doing is absolutely empowering, because the third chakra really is all about power,
only where is the power coming from and how can I be true to myself in the middle of it? And as you're talking, my guides and angels reveal to me, show me that it's kind of a slipping process, that as we slip out of certain grasps of the way the collective's been programmed, right, then it mm-hmm. becomes easier to authenticate. It becomes easier to become more aligned with your universal self rather than the collective here or the beings that you were talking about. You see, but it's sort of a slipping, it's almost like a dance, an upward spiraling movement as opposed to, does that make any sense?
So you're saying you're slipping out of the programming.
Yeah. The programming is slipping out, whether it's the programming from others or the programming from our own personal journey and our defenses. You know, cause a lot
well,
of
that's
our...
interesting because when you talk like that, it's like I get this vision of a plug, kind of like in the Matrix, you know, mm-hmm. where they get plugged into the program. Mm-hmm. And as you slip out of that, you just sort of healing that plug, and then what I keep on seeing is a balance in all the chakras, and that the chakras now are, instead of having one that needs to be like over and overproduction or overdrive, that now it can be more balanced.
Yeah, because there's it's not one or the other, it's all necessary, isn't it, the whole thing?
Yeah, but the balance of... Yeah, the balance of saying not one higher or lower or more necessary.
But you know what's interesting about that, Aaliyah, is that as a species that's changing, of course, the way dominion's going to require a whole different use of the chakras, isn't it? It's going to be more we're going to be able to be more transcendent. If the energy fields keep moving up, we're going to have to be by essence and by nature more transcendent. And that's going to be moving through all the chakras, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the chakras will, that's what I've been trying to say, is I think the chakras change in their relationship to you and to each other.
Right. I agree with you entirely. So we just had to brainstorm that, so everybody at home is probably participating in their minds as well. Eh?
Do you feel anything about the third chakra and the sixth chakra, and can your guide and angels tell us anything about them? About what's been going on?
That there's a massive shift going on. I believe you're right. Through the sixth chakra and I would say through the sixth chakra, almost like we're being, not rewired. Do you get funny things in your head, like funny little sparkles and vibrational lines coming through? Do you ever get that?
Right now I'm getting, well, so funny, I have to tell you this. Before I wake up, I've been noticing that I have a vision before I wake up. I'm going to be,
oh, wonderful. Do you
this.
Love it?
It's a really interesting thing. If you, just before you get, you open your eyes. You know, when you're awake, but your eyes are still closed. Mm-hmm. Check and see what you're seeing.
Okay.
A couple years ago, I would see numbers like the Matrix.
Oh, wow.
Like the Matrix, you know, flash screen, you know, when they mm-hmm. first started the movie.
I haven't seen the Matrix for so long, you're making me think I have to go get it.
Yeah, yeah, well, it was really interesting because I couldn't tell whether the numbers were repeated or whether they're just ones and twos or zeros and ones or whatever, but it made me wonder if I was really not human, like more like a computer, because I'm like, I'm seeing this stuff when before I wake up, you know, it's like really weird. And I would see it for, you know, that was going on for years.
Hmm.
Well, now what I see, what I've been seeing for the last few months, is I see a starry sky.
Okay.
Just stars. And they're not dots, and they're definitely a starscape. But most recently what I've been seeing have been horizontal vertical lines. It's not really a grid, and they don't extend throughout the entire visual field, but they're horizontal and vertical. And then
do you have any idea what that is?
I have no idea. I have a feeling that there's an awful lot of information that I am somehow absorbing that is coming in different languages, shall we say.
Oh, that's good.
And so I'm kind of getting, information that never hits the conscious level, but of course if I, just before I open my eyes, I'm still reading it.
Impact of that on your life? And then I should probably go because somebody else will call.
Yeah. It's just curiosity. It's curiosity. And the last thing I saw was the last two overlaid. So now I have both together. So I don't know whether I'm evolving from the one to the other or whatever.
To the sixth chakra, I would say that there's so much about your ability to perceive information that is not kind of recorded in the way where you're accustomed to getting it. You're getting higher frequency, you know this already, information through that. And who knows what the information is, but I think it'll have an impact on your work, on your life, and your own transcendence.
Well, I have a headache right now. Is that having anything to do with
it? Do you think we gave it to you, or is it?
No, I had one before I started, actually. But I think it has something to do with, I think now the sixth chakra is going through some tremendous things.
Huge changes, and you want that.
Yeah.
Now, you know
absolutely.
What? I have to go because time's up. They're going to hook me off stage. No, that's all right. But I better just do my thing here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry about the interruptions with our electronic flow, but that's happening a lot lately as well for a lot of people. Technologies are being disrupted all over, and there's still some very exciting new things going on. As I say, I'm in L.A., and I'm going to run my my first television show past some producers here and see how it goes. So please send your light to me, and thank you so much for listening. I don't know who my paradigm shifter is next week. We're going to have Dr. Hyla Kass on the second week in December. I'm very excited about her. She talks about amino acids and brain patterns and working your way out of, for example, addictions or hormonal problems with all kinds of amino acid supports and does tests and so on, Dr. Hyla Kass. I'm excited about that. And let's see, I don't know who else coming on because I have irons in the fire, as I say. I'm learning a lot, and I'm really excited to share people with you in Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. And I will be with you next Thursday night back in Bellingham, Washington at 7 o'clock, and Jackie will be back. I hope she's feeling better by then. 8 o'clock with Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. If you have any feedback on this show, or if you have suggestions or feedback on Paradigm Shifters, or like a lot of you have been accessing the archives and have some feedback on that, please email me, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. Or if you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels help you move through these incredibly changing times, I send you a great deal of love. Let's take a couple of deep breaths and call in fresh love, fresh frequencies, fresh experience with the universe, all those new frequencies coming through. And then breathe out love to one another, listening to Radiance by Design. And know we're all community together. Thank you so much for listening. Good night, everyone.